Han vår är vårt vår, är vårt vinser på. Amen. Today's gospel reading, in today's gospel reading, we hear about the wedding in Cana in Galilee. And it's the first miracle, the first sign that Christ does in his ministry after his baptism. And the story, the gospel reading goes and tells us that it's the third day of the wedding. And in those days, weddings lasted many days. It's similar to today, too. If you think about it, today we have the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner. Then we have the actual wedding day and the reception. And then the next morning, we have a brunch, usually. There's a brunch that happens. So it's usually a couple of days long. And then the last day, you send everyone off and you're happy. And then everyone goes, and then the bride and groom go on their honeymoon. But this is what it is. It's many days it takes. And so now on the third day, they run out of wine. And this is a big disaster in the ancient world, even till today. Imagine having a wedding feast and you run out of food. Everyone's going to remember that wedding. And it's not a good thing. Armenians especially, when I go to your house, for some reason you think I can eat 5 people's worth of food. And you have food upon food upon food. And God forbid you run out of food. It's not a good thing. So, they run out of wine. So Mary, the mother of God, Christ's mom, goes to him and says, they've run out of wine. Now Jesus says, woman, this has nothing to do with me right now. It's not my time. That is to say, it's not my time to be glorified yet. I don't want to reveal who I am just yet. And Mary, being a good mother, ignores him and says to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And so he then listens to his mom. This is a reminder to all the children. Listen to your mothers. All right. He listens to his mom anyway. And he goes and he tells the servants, take 6 big stone jars and fill them up with water to the brim. And they do. And then he takes some of that water out and it has been transformed into wine. And they take it to the master of the ceremony and he drinks it. And he says, this is the most delicious wine I have ever tasted. And not just that, he says, you usually wait until everyone, on the third day, everyone's drunk. Nobody knows what's going on anymore. Okay? But he said, and they usually give the bad wine on the third day because nobody knows the difference. But he says, you have saved the good wine until now. And this was the first of his miracles, the first of his signs. And I want to draw attention to one important thing in this story, and it's help. Whom do we ask help from? And do we ask for help? Because many of us think we can do everything on our own, and we don't have to ask for help from anyone. Asking for help is one of the very first things we teach children when they're young. We teach children that they need to ask for help, not to do everything on their own. We need to teach them that you're part of a family, you're part of a family unit. You need to ask for help. They're pouring the milk, or they're going to be doing something else. They're going to be cooking or cleaning or whatever. We want to be there to help them. And we tell them, ask for help. I'm here. But when they get a little older, that's the first thing we try to take out of them. And we tell them, you have to do everything on your own. You have to know how to do it by yourself. I'm not always going to be here for you. Not everyone's going to help you. You have to be able to survive on your own. Don't depend on anyone else. And it's very confusing because adults turn into this. We know we're supposed to ask for help, but at the same time, we're afraid to because we know how people are going to look at us. We think people are going to say, oh, he can't do it, or she doesn't know how to do it. How come they don't know how? Mary, the mother of God, who's enthroned at the altar, in front of the altar for us, she even knew when to ask for help. She didn't try and do it on her own. She went to the right one. She went to Christ and asked for help. And so often we have to do that too, and we don't. Because we're embarrassed, or we're afraid people are going to think less of us. There's a story of a boy and his father walking in the woods. And they're walking in the woods, and as they're walking, they come along this trail, and on this trail there is a huge tree branch that has fallen in the middle of the path that they can't really get over. And so the son looks at the father and says, "Dad, do you think I can move that tree branch out of the way by myself?" And he says, "If you use all of your strength, you will be able to." And so he goes and he tries and he pulls and he can't. And he says, "You're wrong, Dad. I tried and I can't move it." And so he says, "Try again. Use all of your strength." So he goes again and he pulls and pulls and he can't. And he does this 3 or 4 times. And finally at the end he says, "Dad, you were wrong. I can't remove it. Even with all of my strength, I can't do it." And the father says, "I gave you advice. I told you if you use all of your strength to remove that branch, you will be able to do it. And I am your strength as well. I am here with you. I am here to help you. Why didn't you ask me for help?" The same thing happens with all of us when it comes to God. God is here giving us. He is our strength and he is going to help us. But we so often ignore it and don't ask God for help. So often we fear asking for help. Again, because we're afraid of how people are going to look at us or what they're going to think about us or what they're going to say. Or, as Armenians, we're afraid to ask for help because we know later on they're going to come asking us for help. And we don't want to deal with that. So we decide not to help anyone or not to ask anyone for help. But that's not what the Church of Christ is. The body of Christ is not that. The body of Christ is somewhere where everyone helps each other. Just as a body, the finger helps scratch the head. Likewise, and the head thinks for the finger. Likewise, we need to work for each other. This is the purpose of the building, the church, the purpose of the body of Christ. And it does not matter if you are young or old, if you are rich or poor, if you are new to the community or have been here for decades, all of us make up this community. All of us make up St. Sarkis Armenian Church. All of us belong to the body of Christ. And if we want this community to go forward and to thrive, we need to be able and willing to help each other in that process. So often when we ask God for help, we expect God to send down from heaven that piece of help right then and there. God does not do that. Unless you are St. Gregory the Illuminator, he comes down in Eshniadze with a golden hammer and hits the ground 3 times, which I think is very rare for him to do for us today. But he's not impossible. But more often than not, God does not send his help down from heaven like this, but he sends his help to us in the form of another person. He sends his help to us in the form of a person looking to help someone else. And if we refuse that help, we are then refusing God's blessings upon us. When God sends help to us, he sends it in the form of someone who is also looking to share the blessings that they have with someone else. Many of you know, I have no reservation asking for help. I will go up to anybody and I will ask them, and I have no problem giving people orders as well. It's my Napoleon complex problem. But I have no fear asking people for help and asking people to help others, because I know in that process, God's glory will be manifested. Just as in the gospel today, it says, "And Christ did this, and his disciples saw the glory of God." Likewise, when we help one another, God's glory is made known to others. So, in this next week, I ask you, help someone. Help someone who needs help, and then also ask for help. That's sometimes more difficult than giving help. Ask for help from someone. Even if you think you might be able to do it, give someone the opportunity to show God's glory for you. Help and ask for help. And may it be also, because it's still the new year, and chances are many of us have failed in our New Year's resolutions already, pick a new one. And let that new one be being willing to ask for help and to give help when asked. And don't make up excuses. Okay? Because in doing so, you will show God's glory to the person who is helping you, the person you are helping, and many others around you. Amen.